Yes, we've been here throughout this afternoon into the evening. The protesters have been here even longer, many of them setting up around 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the protest started right around 10:30. That's when we were alerted to what was happening. Now, this is not just George Washington University. It's also American University, George Mason University, as well as Georgetown. They all had their own walkouts and protests, and then they consolidated here at GWU. And tonight, as you mentioned, there are still protesters, still tents, that entire encampment still in place throughout the night, even after that 7 p.m. stop time that the university wanted to enforce and alerted the protesters they would be enforcing. But that 7 p.m. deadline came and went. They are still here. It started with about 50 students, we're told, on GW's campus and 20 tents, but it grew much larger than that. At some point, the university said there were also people from outside of the campus, not affiliated with the university, and that's when they mentioned that 7 o'clock stop time. They're saying that the disruption is even bothering the law students who are going through finals right now. The dean of the law school saying at one point that she was taking steps to relocate those finals. So we're going to have to stand by and watch and see what happens here tonight. Again, it is still happening. There's nobody on the microphone like there was earlier in the afternoon. No chants that we've heard for about an hour now, but there are at least dozens, if not around 100 people still on the campus right now.
So not to make it overly confrontational, because it actually sounds very quiet and peaceful, but what is the game plan from each side? Do we have any idea what GW leaders want to do about this, whether they want to have police move in at some point or just allow the demonstrators to stay where they are?
It sounds like their intention is to clear it out at some point, but I think they were being rather measured and trying to avoid the wrong kind of optics at this point, as we've seen across the country, Northeastern and USC, because at one point, officers were lined up about a block away, and we did see some metal barricades come in at one point, but just as quickly as they came in, they were carried back off. And again, that message came out right around 8 o'clock tonight, saying that they're still cooperating with DC police. They're still watching, and that this is unauthorized and it violates several policies. So it appears it's still their intention to clear it off, clear out University Yard here on the campus. But I think they're being very careful in how they go about doing that.
Yeah, I think you've helped us solve part of the riddle. We were wondering, we knew about the law students with their finals, and that was part of the reason they wanted this area cleared out. Now it seems it's the law students that are moving to study and prepare rather than the demonstrators.
It appears so, and we'll see exactly how that happens. Again, the early steps were being taken. That's a real consideration because, you know, those finals are serious. There's a lot at stake there, so they don't want any disruptions there.
Really appreciate the update. That is Carl Willis live on WTOP with 7 News, our partners at 7 News on the GW campus tonight. Unlike earlier when our Scott Gelman was there in the 7 o'clock hour, there were people banging drums and people on the megaphone giving speeches, chanting. Now, as you could hear there behind Carl tonight, just a silence here in the late evening at GW.